All right, welcome back. Last time, preparing for exam, MTA exam 98375, HTML5 application development. And I've said it before, but I'm going to say it one last time, which is the fact that I am absolutely thrilled to be joined by Rachel Jones over here. I am Christopher Harrison. And, you know, we've spent a good amount of time going over all the different main components inside of the exam that are going to be covered by the exam. But there's still some definite last little odds and ends that you should know before you venture out to start studying and potentially take the, or hopefully, you will take the exam.
Will. Yes.
you will take the exam. My little subliminal messaging there. But in any event, you know, we've done an awful lot of work, so let's now kind of wrap everything up, put a nice bow on the entire course, and talk about the last little things that somebody should know before heading off down the, down this direction.
All right.
So, yeah, so talk to us a little, Rachel.
Yeah, sounds great. Let's talk a little bit, just bring it all together, talk about all the pieces that we've covered thus far. Congratulations, by the way, you've made it to Module 6.
Well done.
And then we want to leave you with some preparation tips, some other things that you should that are available to you and that you should do before you actually go and sit the exam. So we'll get started with that. Tying it all together. We started out with talking a little bit, hopefully alleviating some of those test jitters, telling you a little bit about what to expect when you go to sit down to take an exam, especially if this is the first one. Let's go all the way back to Module 1, Christopher.
All the way back. I'll see if I can remember back to that.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the number one thing we said? If you walked out of here with just learning, remembering one thing, what did it we want it to be? Module 1 about...
About the exam itself?
Yeah, about the exam itself.
Don't be afraid.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of failing. Everybody has failed. I failed exams. You failed exams.
Yep.
Everybody has failed exams. Don't be afraid.
Yep.
Yep.
If you do, try again.
Exactly.
When you do pass the exam, that's going to go on to your Microsoft official transcript at that point, and you'll get some instructions on how to make that happen after you successfully pass the exam, which I know you're going to, right?
Yes.
After sitting
exactly.
There. We went into the tools that you're going to be using to create your application, beginning with HTML.
Yep.
Then we talked a little bit about formatting the UI with CSS, and then JavaScript to actually get in there and make your application interactive and dynamic. And then we finished off tying it all together, talking a little bit about managing state and how to package it and deploy it and get it out to a store and the things that need to be done to actually make that happen.
Exactly.
You tie all of that in together, and that's going to be what an HTML5 application is. Again, it's not just one thing. It's a series of tools that you're going to use to actually create your application.
Exactly.
And that kind of brings it all together. So then how does that relate to the actual exam?
Yeah, exactly. So there was four different topics there. Is it going to be 25, 25, 25, 25?
No, let's look at a slide.
Okay. Yeah,
this is the breakdown. And and I want to say it's an estimated breakdown. So don't hold me to it that it's exactly 30% of the exam going to be JavaScript.
Okay, but so I shouldn't send angry tweets if it's 31%.
No.
Okay.
But this gives us a general idea of the breakdown of the test. And you can see that JavaScript has the biggest percentage, 30%, followed pretty closely by HTML. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, though, that JavaScript is more important than any of these other topics. It just has more meat in it. It has more stuff to cover. And I think we saw that through some of the demos that we did. So
absolutely.
Yeah, and then we've got CSS and lifecycle. The important point here that I want you to take note of is there's a little bit about everything. So you probably are not going to be successful if you just know CSS and you don't know anything about JavaScript or HTML or vice versa. So you want to be versed in all of these areas so that you can be successful on this exam.
Exactly.
Take some time. If you're a CSS expert, take some time exploring some JavaScript and some HTML.
You have to know it all. Have to know it all.
Right.
Yep. Now, one other really cool thing about the exam is that it's not tool specific.
So, that's right.
Yeah, it is about the technology. So it's about HTML5. It's about, you know, JavaScript, CSS. So it's not about WebMatrix, and it's not about Visual Studio. It's about the technology itself. So again, if you went in and just kept doing everything with Notepad, you could keep doing everything with Notepad.
Sure. Yep. But hopefully, we demonstrated a couple of tools that if you don't have a favorite development environment, now you know where to go. You go to the Microsoft site to grab Web Matrix, Visual Studio Express. We talked about DreamSpark. If you are a student, you can go out and actually get the professional version of Visual Studio. But all of these tools will take you through an entire application that you can create and actually package and send up to a store.
Yes. Yep.
So you can do it for free. Right? You don't have to buy anything if you don't want to.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about some tips for preparing for the exam.
Okay.
I've got a great little acronym I like to use here, PREP, right? So we said this
and
we say over and over and over, practice. Okay, get in there and practice the demos that we have done throughout this course. And then we've provided lots of additional links for additional resources and reinforcement, if you so desire.
Exactly, yeah, because we haven't covered everything that's on the exam. You really do need to go out and exactly, practice and get in there and keep working, keep playing, keep exploring, keep learning.
Yeah, absolutely. And then after each module, there's going to be a series of questions. So you want to go, if you haven't discovered those yet, you'll want to go in and you'll want to answer those questions just to make sure that you understand what we've covered here.
Right.
Then the next thing is I want you to explore the Web Matrix help pane.
Okay.
I'm going to actually do a little demo because this is a really cool little feature built in, again, to give you just a little bit more hands-on reinforcement about some of the topics that we have been discussing here. And then last but not least, did I say practice? Did I say practice the demos? I really want to drive that point home, that we spend some time practicing those the demos and any additional exercises.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice.
There you go.
Yep.
Let me go ahead and demo to you the Web Matrix, because this is a really a nice little feature that I think will help just, again, bring home some of these points. I'm in Web Matrix now, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little blue question mark. I'm going to click that, and that will open up my help pane.
Okay.
Now, you notice, since I have an HTML page open, my help pane is sensitive to what I'm actually doing at the time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here, I've got some great links from Microsoft, very basic, learn HTML, getting started with HTML. TML5. If you click this, this will actually take you. I'll go ahead and click it out there so you can see what's there. Yeah, it's got some great information to read. And then if you scroll down, there's actually a step-by-step demo that you can go through. Hey, using Web Matrix, how about that? To reinforce some of the topics that we have been talking about. So just another resource. I like to leave you with a lot of resources.
Absolutely.
Now, you notice, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if we could come over to my monitor real quick, because I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't mention the rest of MVA, which of course is where you're learning all of this. So if you are looking for kind of more training, more videos beyond Web Matrix, then what you're going to notice, of course, is here's our little MVA. And I was hoping to stall long enough. There's John Galloway, Brady Gester. One of these actually, it's right at the very beginning. This is going to be my absolute shameless plug. Shortly after this, I'm going to be doing an MVA with Susan on Python. But that being said, I have to throw in shameless plugs. This is part of my job requirement. But in any event, you'll notice that if you go under web development, and let me just hit that little 10 more courses, that there's a bunch of courses in here. And you'll notice that there's courses like JavaScript Fundamentals for absolute beginners. And if I go under the 8, you'll notice that there's HTML5 App Development Fundamentals, and you'll notice there's HTML CSS fundamentals for absolute beginners. And if I bring up the JavaScript one, let me fire this one up.
That's a good stuff.
Yeah, and then let's make sure that one doesn't actually play. But this one is done by Bob Tabor, and Bob Tabor, for those of you who haven't watched any of his videos, is fantastic.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Yes. So if you're looking for, hey, how do I start digging in? Check out MVA. We've got a lot of great stuff that's all set, ready to go. I love on this one, there's 80 reviews, 5 stars. So yeah, Bob Tabor really knows how to bring in the audience.
Yeah, and take it down right to the level that's needed.
Exactly.
For you to really understand if you're just starting out with HTML.
Exactly. Yep.
So,
yeah.
Well, great. I hope that we have at least left you feeling comfortable and that you are ready to try the exam.
Exactly.
Right? Get in and practice a little bit more.
Yep.
Schedule that exam and just go for it.
Yeah. So, Rachel, first of all, I want to thank you very much.
My pleasure.
For coming out
My
here.
My pleasure.
Always a pleasure to see
yes.
you.
Yes.
And thank you again to everybody watching. And we will see you again soon. Definitely get out there, practice, schedule the exam, take the exam. You're going to do fantastic.
Yes. Good luck.
Good luck.